The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Okay, it's time now for Old Time Radio, Ozzy and Harriet, the knitting contest that aired in January of 1949. Enjoy.
The Adventures of Ozzy and Harriet, starring America's favorite young couple, Ozzy Nelson and Harriet Hilliard. Since the dawn of recorded history, mankind has greeted the arrival of the new year with celebrations and rejoicing. 5,000 years ago, on New Year's Eve, a famous Egyptian said... And so it goes. A new year is born, and the old year takes its place on the pages of history. And in everybody's mind is an acute awareness of the passage of time.
Did we get any 1949 calendars yet, Harriet?
Well, if you mean the ones in the garage, it's over there on the table.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, they're using a different girl this year. She isn't wearing much for January, is she? Wonder how she keeps warm.
Well, those looks you're giving her must help a little.
Hey, look here, take a look at February. Things start to get interesting. She's taken off her gloves.
When you get to June, don't expect anything. I tore that one out. You want more coffee?
Yeah, thanks. You know, I have a feeling 1949 is going to be a very nice year.
Started off very well.
Yeah, I thought so. In fact, that was one of the best New Year's Eve parties I've ever been to.
It was a lot of fun. There's only one thing I didn't like about it. I don't like the idea of teaming the men against the women.
Oh, you mean in the word game?
Mm-hmm.
Well, naturally, you didn't like it because the wives lost.
Well, no, not that. I just don't think it's fair to make the wives compete against their husbands.
Oh, I understand how you feel. We really trounced you, didn't we?
Well, if you put it that way, maybe we just didn't try as hard as the men.
Oh, sure, that's the answer. You let us win. The wives were so much in love with their husbands that you let us win.
I didn't say that. I simply said that maybe we didn't try as hard as you men.
Well, I don't think we tried especially hard. In fact, it seemed to me we won pretty easily. You tried hard, but we were a little smarter.
Now, I'm so glad to hear you say that, dear. Some of the girls thought we made it too obvious.
No, you fooled me completely.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Pop.
Hi.
Hello, boys. Boys, let me give you a word of fatherly advice. Never let yourselves get drawn into competition with girls.
Guy, Pop, you don't think we play with girls, do you?
Oh, no? What about the spelling match?
When was that?
Oh, he means at the school Christmas party. We stood the girls in a spelling match.
Oh, and naturally the girls didn't try very hard, so the boys won hands down.
Oh, no, they beat the pants off us.
Gee, I don't remember that part.
Girls actually won fair and square?
Yeah, they were just too much for us. We didn't stand a chance.
Oh, I'm surprised, David. That's no attitude to take. Let's examine just why the girls won. Is it because they're brighter than you? No. More alert? No. Have more knowledge? No.
Isn't that funny? I would have said yes to all those things.
Well, let's get to the real reason the girls won.
I know. Girls don't have as much to worry about as we do.
Well, not only that, maybe you were just being nice to the girls and tried to lose the spelling match.
We didn't have to try to lose. It was the easiest thing I've ever done.
I don't like girls anyway.
Ricky's a little sore on account of what happened at Susie Dunkel's party. The girls insisted on playing post office.
Fully.
Sounds like you boys had quite a party.
Julie Thornberry said she had a letter for Ricky. She sure canceled his stamp.
Yeah. Why does she want to kiss me? She's got a cat. Let her kiss that.
Come to think of it, the girls won all the prizes at that party, too.
Of all the dopey games, pin the tail on the donkey. Fooey.
It's no wonder you didn't like it. Next time, don't insist on being the donkey.
Well, don't worry about it, boys. As soon as the girls get a little older, they'll let you boys win all the prizes. See, that's a little trick that the women use to make the men think they're smarter. At least that's what your mother says.
Not much sense in being a boy these days, is there? Come on, Rick. Let's throw the ball around.
You know, it might be fun to have a spelling match at our next party.
Oh, sure. And I suppose the wives would just murder the poor husbands. I tell you what I'll do. I'll give you a word right now you can't spell. An easy one, too. Spell Glockenspiel.
Glockenspiel? G-L-O-C-K-E-N-S-P-I-E-L. Was I wrong? Huh? Was I right? Well, all right, how do you spell Glockenspiel?
Well, let's be fair, don't give me the same word.
Hi, Oz.
Oh, hello, Thorny.
Care to join me in carrying out this barrel of ashes?
No, thanks. You sure keeping the basement cleaned up? The New Year's resolution?
In a way, Catherine made it for me.
Women are sure hard to understand.
Hard? It's impossible.
Harriet and I were talking about the New Year's Eve party, you know, over at the Randolphs.
Oh. Did you get a little lecture, too?
No. Harriet and I were just talking about the games we played.
I should think she'd want to keep that quiet. Women didn't win a darn thing. Pretty solid proof of male superiority, I'd say.
I know this is perfectly silly, Thorny, but has it ever occurred to you that women might lose to men on purpose?
Do you have a fever, Oz?
No, I'm serious. Women are pretty strange. They might just do a thing like that, you know, just to make the husbands feel superior. Sort of butter us up.
Well, that doesn't make sense, Oz. At least not right after Christmas.
Well, and how do you explain the fact that women are such good losers? They lose all the time and they still smile.
Oh, look, Oz, women lose, they smile. But they have their own little ways of getting even with us for beating them. They're clever, Oz, devilishly clever. I beat Catherine a little game of gin rummy the other night, and what did she do? Turned off my side of the electric blanket, and I nearly froze to death.
Maybe you're right. I wonder if that was just Harriet's way of getting even with me, you know, trying to make me think the girl's lost on purpose.
Well, there's no doubt about it, Oz. And the dangerous part of it is it's little things like that that cause a man to lose control of the reins in his own home.
Oh, Thorny, I don't think it's that important.
Okay, Oz. But if I were you, I'd get the upper hand again before it's too late. The husband has got to keep control of the household. Why don't you go in there and involve Harriet in some sort of competition and beat her fair and square?
Say, maybe you're right. Certainly can't do any harm. No, I'll just challenge her to some sort of a contest and beat her.
Right.
Now, what's something I'm sure to win at?
Yeah. How about growing a mustache faster than she can?
Tony, it's got to be something she has a chance at. See, I know checkers. It's a good game, and I don't think she's ever played it. By golly, Thorny, I'll prove to her I'm a better man than she is. Harriet?
Yes, dear?
How about a little game of checkers?
Oh, I have to do the dishes, dear.
Oh, come on. Just one game of checkers.
All right, we'll play kitchen checkers. You take the dirty saucers, and I'll take the dirty cups, and we'll move them around the dishpan.
I don't understand, Harriet. I happen to feel like a little competition. I'll bet I can toss a penny closer to the edge of the linoleum than you can.
I don't want to play games, dear.
You mean you don't want to be beaten? You must have seen my high school yearbook. Probably read how good I was at pitching pennies.
Here, why don't you have a cookie? That'll keep you quiet.
Oh, boy, chocolate. Why don't you have one, too?
They do look good.
I could eat a dozen of them.
So could I.
I'll bet I can eat more cookies than you can.
I'll bet you can, too. Are you trying to draw me into some sort of competition?
Not necessarily. How about some ping pong?
No, thanks, dear.
I'll give you an advantage. I'll play left-handed.
No, thanks.
I'll play blindfolded.
No, thanks.
Without a paddle.
No.
Doubled up with my head between my legs. I'll be the ball.
No, dear.
Well, I don't blame you. It is sort of useless for a woman to compete with a man.
Yes, it is, dear.
You mean you don't disagree with that statement I just made?
No, I think you're right.
Well, let's shake hands. That's it. Now put your foot against my foot, like this. Now, this is what's known as Indian hand wrestle.
Thank you.
want another pillow under your head?
No, thanks.
You want to sit over here in your easy chair?
No, thank you, dear. I'm very comfortable lying here on the couch.
You aren't angry with me, are you?
Why should I be? You didn't throw me. I slipped.
I'm sorry. That soap just squished out of my hand when you grabbed me. I hope you didn't loosen a vertebrae.
I landed right on the base of my spine, the lower part. It could have pushed my spinal column right straight up. I'd have one horn on my head.
Would you like me to fill up your hot water bottle again?
No, thanks. I haven't finished drinking this yet. What are you knitting?
A pair of socks.
Is it difficult to knit a pair of socks?
Not once you've learned. You aren't thinking of taking it up, are you?
Just making conversation. Just for the fun of it, show me how you do it. Just give me an idea.
Well, roughly, it's like this. You take one needle and loop the yarn over like this. Then you slide it off. That's knit. And then you reverse the process like this. And then slide these loops off. That's purl.
Hand it to me. I'll show you how fast I pick up stuff.
Oh, careful.
Just loop it over like this. And you slide these off. Where did everything go?
Yeah, that was fast, dear. It took me an hour to do what you undoed in 2 seconds.
What did I do?
You unraveled it.
It certainly is delicate. How does it stay together in a sweater? You know, I never realized what nerve it takes for a woman to wear a sweater. How long did it take me to knit a pair of socks?
Too long. Give the needles back there.
Oh, sure. I couldn't possibly knit a pair of socks as fast as you could.
Well, of course you couldn't.
I was hoping you'd say that.
What do you mean?
I think we've got ourselves a little contest.
Oh, Ozzy, you couldn't...
Shall we begin? Just get me some needles. All I want you to do is show me how it's done. And I may as well warn you, be prepared for a fight. When I was at Boy Scout camp, I learned to make a straw hat in 1 hour.
But, Ozzy, that isn't like making a sock.
It looked like one.
Well, I'll show you how, dear, but let's not make it a contest.
I'm afraid I might finish my sock sooner than you'll finish yours.
No, I'm afraid you might knit yourself into a bag and suffocate.
What irony. Beating Harriet at her own game. This will prove, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that men are superior to women.
Superior, men or women?